This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Imagine a morning in West Africa, in the grassy savannas of Senegal, an area called Fangoli. So the sun is just rising over the plains and the landscape of a very unusual group of animals. The chimpanzees of Fangoli are different from other chimps. Most of them live in the canopies of tropical forests, but Fangoli is too far north in Africa for dense forest. Chimps here have learned to live mostly on the ground, and one researcher says she believes they exhibit what we would think of as more evolved behavior, hunting with weapons even. Photographer Franz Lanting spent 2 months following these chimps. He was taking pictures for an article in the current issue of National Geographic magazine, and we have a few of his photos at our website. That's npr.org. So, last summer, we spoke to Franz on a satellite phone from Senegal while he was in the field with the chimpanzees. Franz Lanting, describe where you are.
I'm on a rocky plateau in southeast Senegal, not far from the border with Guinea and Mali. It is very hot and humid here. I just climbed out of a ravine where half a dozen chimpanzees have come down to a little water hole. And I'm looking out over a grassy plain. The rainy season has just begun. It's a beautiful scene. But most of all, it's fascinating because of these chimpanzees that I'm working with here.
These are called Fangoli chimps. A researcher has been studying them for years now because they're pretty unusual chimps, aren't they?
Yes, they are indeed. Jill Preach from Iowa State University is the scientist who came here 6 years ago. He was looking for a place where chimps could be studied in a different environment. Most of what we know about chimps in the wild comes from only a handful of sites. Of course, Gombe, where Jane Goodall has worked, Kibali in Uganda, where Harvard researchers work, and a site in the Ivory Coast. But those are all sites with typical deep tropical forest. But Senegal is not a forest. It's a savanna woodland. For half the year, there's an extended dry season. Most of the trees lose their leaves, and it becomes a very harsh environment. And the chimps get stressed by heat, by lack of food, and lack of water. And Jill Preach is interested in studying how these chimps adapt to these different circumstances. And one of the interesting things that she only discovered last year was that they fashion tools that they use to hunt for bush babies. Bush babies are very small, nocturnal animals that hide by day in tree holes, and the chimps break off tree branches and they chew them into sharpened tips, and then they probe around in holes and basically use those branches as skewers or daggers. And nobody's ever seen that before in any other chimps elsewhere.
You've seen these chimps do other things as well, Franz. In an email earlier, you described drumming. I've never heard of chimps drumming before.
Yes, chimps here in Fangoli do a lot of drumming. The males especially will drum on trees using their hands and their feet, and they use it as a way to give direction to a travel route, but they also use it for displays. And it's quite a fascinating sound. It carries quite far in the forest, and certain trees are really sought after. Every male likes to make a statement there.
You've got some of this. We've got recordings made by Christine Ekstrom, your wife and partner, who's there with you. We'll hear some of that. So this is recorded from chimps. Are they're up in trees and drumming on trees?
They're usually on the ground. They use tree buttresses, but they also go into baobab trees and drum inside hollow baobabs, which is a very interesting phenomenon. Nobody's ever seen that in chimps elsewhere.
A baobab is a tree with what looks like a flying buttress on an old cathedral. They have these great, long, narrow root structures that come off of them, and they're so they'd make pretty good drums.
Yes, they can. And some of them are very well known to the chimps here, and they go in whenever they have a chance.
Well, how would you describe these chimps generally? Do they look like other chimps or not? And how do they act? What do they do all day?
They do not look different from other chimpanzees, as far as I can tell. It's more that they live in a very different environment. And especially when they're coming out of the woodland and onto the open areas, it's almost as if you're looking at hominids from 6 million years ago.
Well, describe your day, Franz, and what you're doing in trying to photograph these chimps. How do you go about it?
It's a pretty grueling schedule. Usually by 5 o'clock we're on the trail before dawn, because we have to get to the chimps before they wake up, which is right around sunrise. If we don't get to them at sunrise, it becomes very difficult to find them again. And you know, once they get up, they climb out of their nest, they begin to feed, and then we move with them. And that means for a couple of hours they forage, and sometimes they move very fast, other times it's more languid. And then by about noon, they settle in for a long siesta, and that is when we have a chance to rest up a little bit as well. And then late in the afternoon, they move on again. So we do long days.
You're a photographer who's very interested in evolution. You've done a lot of work trying to evoke the idea of evolution over hundreds of millions of years, even. I wonder what you feel when you see these chimps, because they do conjure ideas of evolution, don't they?
Yes, because there's very little fundamental difference, in my opinion, between how these chimps live and how our very earliest ancestors live. And in an emotional sense, when you see how these chimps interact with each other, how the females interact with their offspring, how the males band together in brotherhoods, all these subtleties, it's just like looking at human beings. I regard these chimpanzees as very shy, private people, and it is just a wondrous experience to ease into their lives and to gradually become accepted. It's taken us quite a while. We've been here almost for 2 months now, and at first the chimps were quite nervous because they didn't recognize us. We were strangers, and we brought a lot of equipment in. But by now, certain individual chimps know us. We wear the same clothes every day so that they see us every day doing the same thing, so we can get closer and closer. And on some days, when they let their guard down and then they have a siesta in a place that is relatively open, we see all these wonderful things unfold in front of us that are all confirmations of the fact that the boundaries between humans and chimps are really quite fuzzy.
Photographer Franz Lanting. You can see some of his photos of the Fun Gully chimps at our website, npr.org, and find links to more pictures and video at National Geographic's online home. Thanks also to Christine Ekstrom for audio recordings of the Fun Gully chimps.